Say it's been good to be here, and want to welcome everyone to this part of the service again. I've been blessed the last several evenings, and we're looking forward to hearing more today, this morning and this evening. You know, this verse is put back here, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I think we have so much to be thankful for, so many, and as we look at our great God and see the vastness, it makes us feel so small. Our memory verse this morning, you know, all flesh is as grass. We're such a small, finite, we're so, so often I saw somebody with a t-shirt on, the logo on their t-shirt. It said something to do with strong is one thing, but army strong is another. That's a whole different. And I just had to think, you know, I don't care how man is, we are so weak. We are so small compared to who God is. We're nothing in ourselves. And we were blessed again this morning with the miracle of life, a healthy baby born in our midst. It's such a blessing, such a beautiful thing. My mind went to a song. It's 82 in the Christian hymnal. We might sing it a little later. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. You know, that can be you and I this morning. We can be that one that's pardoned from our sin. I'd like to look, there's a verse that stood out to me recently in Nehemiah. I'd like to read a couple verses there. You're welcome to turn there with me or just listen. Nehemiah chapter 9, we have the Israelites had come back to the walls had been rebuilt. They were back home. They were looking at the law. And it says they spent a fourth part of the day reading the law, another fourth part they confessed and worshiped their Lord. And I'm going to start with chapter 9, verse 5 there, and break into the middle of verse 5. It says, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. And blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art the Lord God, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of Canaanites. And then if we drop on down in 10, 11, 12, on down through there, he talks about all the signs, all the wonderful things he did for them, dividing the sea. And it was interesting to me, in verse 11 there, it says, thou didst divide the sea before them. So they went through the midst of the sea and on the dry land, and their persecutors, thou threwest into the deeps as a stone into the mighty waters. This mighty army was nothing. He said he threw them in the deeps as throwing a stone into the mighty waters. Verse 13, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks. And in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger. I'm going to stop there. This is kind of this chapter is kind of a condensed version of their journey through the wilderness. And it's I believe it was a blessing to me to think of the great God, how he looked out, he met every need, he was there for them. And even when they turned away from them, from him he was willing to forgive when they came, when they humbled themselves and came back to him. And what a mighty God we serve. And another thing that has stood out to me in this the last couple of evening is how God is in time. We think of time today, our little, like John mentioned, our little slot here, and it's hard for us to grasp the God. There is no time. It's not there. That's not there. And how all through from the beginning till now, you know, how he orchestrated everything and so beautifully, and how he was in control of all things, and he is in control today. You know, man, you know, it's the earth has been here so many years. We know it's been 6,000 plus years, but a lot of people will try to tell you how many billions or millions or whatever of years, and we know that's not God created the earth. God is the one that he could bring all these things into being by his voice, and then man has to try to figure out and explain. It's so much harder than just by faith, believing that God created, and he is in control of all things. This, coming back to this song, I think I might have mentioned it here before, but the history of this song is so beautiful to me. It's a man that had lost his earthly possessions, because of reverses, and he was in a warehouse moving fruit, doing physical labor, hard physical labor, and this came to him. These thoughts came to him, and he went down that night, wrote them down, and went to his piano and put the music to it. But he was missing a verse, and he said, and he struggled with that, because in those days there needed to be at least three verses to complete a song. And somebody has said today, you know, it only takes three words. But there it was. And as he thought about this, he remembered some words that he had written down somewhere, and he wanted to. He said, if only I could find those. I think those words would fit this song. And he did. He had put them on a note card, and they were in a bookmark in one of his books. And this is the words we have here. But interestingly enough, those words were written by a rabbi, probably 1,000 A.D., somewhere in there. A man that understood something of the greatness of God. He most likely hadn't accepted Christ as the Messiah and the Redeemer. But he had written these words in Hebrew. Somewhere later they were translated and written on a cell wall. And Friedrich, this hymn number 82 in the Christian hymnal, Friedrich Lehmann had his, and I don't know exactly when he wrote this song, but he died in 1953. So somewhere there this song was translated and put into words, and it's a beautiful song, and it fits so beautifully with this. And to think that God was, I believe God knew when that rabbi wrote these words, that there was a man somewhere probably in the 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, that were going to need these words to finish his song. And what a mighty God we serve. Let's sing this song. If you want to turn with me to 82 in the Christian hymnal. And you can all stand if you'd like to. It goes beyond. heads for prayer.